All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Shin Ayin Tes, the section of Hakas, anger. So again, this section actually is going to take us through a little bit over the next. Let's begin it. Hakas, middle of Shin Ayin Tes. Midas Hakas he mida kasha v'ra'a admaod. The mida of Kas is a very difficult and negative mida. Hamikalkeles v'horeses es chayov shal akois ve'es chayehem shal kol hasovivim oso. It is a mida that ultimately, again, is mekalkel, ruins, and destroys the life of the one who gets angry and the life of those around him. So first of all, again, even before, it's a very profound statement in and of itself, that the power of Kas is that, again, it destroys the life of the one who is angry and destroys the life of those around him. Lakas harbei tzuros udragos. So anger has many different levels and we'll call it manifestations. Yish shekos, so this is actually very interesting. He says, Yish shekos besoch libo, vaholich sar v'za'af umemurmar. There are some people who get angry on the inside. And essentially, again, it brews within them. Holech, v'sar, v'zav, v'mumar. They get angry, but the anger is kept inside. So inside, externally, they could look like the picture-perfect, you know, paradigm of tranquility. But on the inside, there's so much stirring. On the inside, there's so much anger and animosity. V'yesh, shemevate es kaso b'dvarim kashim v'tzikifim. And there are others who ultimately, again, articulate their anger with difficult and strong words. So that's, again, second level, is a person who's expressive of his anger. Now, but this individual still is expressing his anger, but he's expressing it with words. V'yesh shetzoik umkalal mevaza. Some people yell and scream and curse. V'yesh sha'af mishtolal v'korea begodov umshaber kilim v'chamasol. And there are others who go ahead and are destructive. They'll tear their clothing. They'll break things in their wrath. Yesh shekois balisiba. There are some people who get angry for no reason. Omisibos dionios shemocho mifateach. Or, you know, the truth is, you know, klal gadol is no one really gets angry for no reason. But some people get angry for contrived reasons. So there's something, but if we're honest, getting angry for contrived reasons is the same thing as getting angry for no reason. And there are other people who get angry, and they have good reason for their anger. Meaning sometimes anger has no reason, or an imagined reason, but sometimes anger has an appropriate reason. Sometimes people are justified for getting angry. Tzvichem ladas. Shekoma sheneemar biginus hakas v'cholas haros shalolichos. It's important for us to know that all that is said with the negativity of anger, as well as all of the warnings we have from Chazal not to get angry, hein afilu kasher yesh la'adam hasiba hamutzdekes biyoselichos. You know, again, Chazal speak about, and we're going to see some of these ideas, that anger is perhaps one of the most destructive midos. So, you know, I'll give you just an example of this. You know, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos discusses the idea that in general, when it comes to character traits, so a person is always supposed to try to find the Derech HaMamutza. A person is supposed to try to find the middle ground. The Rambam was very anti-extremism. Right? You have to have a balance of every single midah. But there are certain exceptions to this rule. And the dominant exception to this rule is anger. Anger. The Rambam says that a person has to eradicate any level of kas that he may have within himself. So just as an aside, So Rambam, how do I do this? How do I eradicate any level of kas from within myself? So the Rambam gives a profound and overwhelming insight. He says, stop getting angry. Stop getting angry. That's the Rambam's etzah, which in and of itself is an exceptionally profound idea, because what the Rambam is saying is, you control who you are. You control who you act. So if you get angry, that's because you're making a conscious decision to allow yourself to be that way. If you want to change it, then ultimately you have the ability to change it. But take matters into your own hands. Take control of your life. So he's saying over here, the Mechaber says over here, that it's important to understand that tzichem ladas shekoma she'ne'emar bignus hakas v'chol has hershel lichol. So whenever Chazal speak about the negativity of anger and the prohibition to get angry, hein asher kafilu kasher yesh l'adam asiva mutzdekes b'yosher lichos. This is true even in situations of justifiable anger. In other words, let's be clear. There are times when anger is justifiable. There are times, ultimately, again, when anger is justifiable. Even in those moments when anger is justifiable, Chazal still tell us what? Not to get angry. Chazal still tell us that to find a way to channel that energy, to channel that emotion. Ki im hu eino tzodek, boru sheze pasol. Because ultimately, meaning if anger is not a good thing, if there's something that by definition is destructive in nature, so any use of it is never warranted. Now again, I will point out that there is a corollary to this. The corollary to this is there is a different form of channeled kas. That different form of channeled kas, we sometimes call it kanos, zealotry, right? So sometimes, again, there is a way to channel the passion of anger into something else, which is exceptionally important to understand. But again, we'll get into that later on. Kol kash yish la'adam, v'la mashana is a sukas, any anger that a person has, whatever type of anger it may be, hu totsa shel choser emuna. Ultimately, understand that it is the result of a lack of emuna. Because remember again, anger is generally a reaction to a situation which does not go as I had wanted. I want life to be a certain way. I want things to be a certain way. They didn't go that way. Ultimately, I get angry. Let's be clear on one thing. Anger is a response to not getting your way. That's when people get angry. When I don't get my way, I get angry. And by the way, I know that's a very simplistic, but that's what it is. And again, it doesn't always mean I'm wrong. Meaning I don't get my way, someone mistreated me. I didn't get my way, I'm angry. Something was supposed to happen and it's good and it didn't happen and I'm angry. So, but at the end of the day, anger is the reaction. I wanted things to be a certain way. They're not that way and therefore I am angry. So the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, anger, therefore, could only be a midah that is present when there is a lack of emuna. Because when a person has emuna, he lives life with the mantra of, kacha Hashem rotze. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, even though at the end of the day it's different than what I wanted, even though I wanted things to go a little bit differently, I wanted things to be a little bit different, but at the end of the day, kacha Hashem rotze. So a person who lives life with emuna, therefore doesn't have kas. Page Shin Pei, turn the page. Vida, she efshar, is a very profound paragraph. Vida, she efshar livroach b'shum panim va'ofen minisyonos ha'alulim ligrom la'adam lichos. So understand, he says so beautifully here, that it is impossible to run away from the things which cause us to get angry. In other words, he's talking about the triggers in life. Ki ha'adam bali olim l'shlichos. What does the Mechaber mean when he says it's impossible to run away from the things which cause us to get angry? What is that another way of saying? It is impossible to live a life where everything goes your way. It's impossible to live a life where everything goes your way. Just meaning, none of us have that. We all, big or small, every single day we encounter situations where things do not go our way. So to think that I'm going to live a life of tranquility where there's never a trigger for anger is simply not true. Every single day the triggers are there. Ki ha'adam ba li'olam l'shlichus. Because a person comes to this world for a shlichus, for an agency. V'utzarech la'avor kol minei nisyonos. Shabore mazmin lo b'meshach hayov. Person comes to this world to accomplish something. Person comes to this world for a shlichus, for an agency to accomplish something. And what happens? As a result of that shlichus, he goes through life ultimately encountering all different kinds of nisyonos, all different kinds of challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for him over the course of his lifetime. Takalos ubayos, obstacles, problems, Dvarim she'inam l'rucho, things that don't go my way. B'nei adam she'osin neged ritzona kiyotei bazeh, people who do things that I'm not happy with, do things against me. So we'll say, and again, what is he describing over here? He's describing our lives, right? Each of us encounters situations that don't go our way, things we don't like, people who do things to us that we don't like. So now the shaila is what? So how do I look at this situation? So again, I can look at the situation and say, I'm angry, I'm upset, because things have not gone my way. I wanted things to be differently. I wanted people to treat me differently. I wanted the world to react a different way. Things aren't going my way, and I'm angry. I'm angry. And by the way, sometimes, let's be clear, sometimes the anger is justifiable, right? Sometimes the anger ultimately, again, is warranted. But at the end of the day, he says, if a person looks at his life circumstances with emuna, and he ultimately agrees to accept everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his way, we'll say, this to me is a very profound idea. So the Mechaber essentially says that, you know what the antidote to anger is? The anti-anger is emuna. That if a person believes that everything that happens to him is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kacha Hashem rotzeh, then at the end of the day, there is no anger. There is no reason for anger. It doesn't mean that there's not disappointment. It doesn't mean, but if I believe that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, there's no place for anger. Aval im menatek yisma orosa min emuna. But if a person removes, disconnects, so his life circumstances from emuna, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tola b'sibos ube b'nei adam, and I just attribute my life circumstances to things that happen or to people, ein manos she'av olidei kas b'chom nei hizdamnios. I'm going to get angry. Why am I going to get angry? Because there are people who aren't nice. There are people who don't do good things. There are circumstances which are just bad. So if I detach my life circumstances from emuna, then by definition there is only one guaranteed result, and that is kas. That is anger. Because we'll say every single day it's inevitable that there are going to be things that don't go our way. Sometimes they don't go our way because our way might be wrong. Sometimes they don't go our way. I'm right, but at the end of the day, people are people and circumstances are circumstances. So how you deal with those quote-unquote life disappointments is fundamentally rooted in your level of emunah. If a person has emunah, kacha Hashem rotzeh, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, a person ultimately, again, could deal with the circumstances. A person doesn't have emunah, then unfortunately, again, there's only one result, which is unfortunately going to be kas. Let's begin the next section, just one line. Nimsa. Shekol bitol hakas tolim bekach. So we'll say, this is actually very amazing. So this, and I remember I mentioned before that the Rambam talks about that a person has to get rid of the midah of anger from within himself. And remember again, the Rambam gives us that very profound piece of advice, which is how do you go ahead and get rid of anger? Just stop getting angry. So it seems to be now, based on what we just learned, that there's a logic to that. And the logic to that ultimately is, that a person has emunah. They're simply able to stop getting angry. So we'll stop over here for today. But it turns out, therefore, says the Mechaber, that there is a strategy for dealing with anger. And a strategy for dealing with kas, a strategy for dealing with anger, is ultimately, again, for a person to try to inculcate within himself a sense of emunah, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of his circumstances, and to live life with the mantra of kacha Hashem rotzeh. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up here, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow.